Time for our documentary of the week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen. They're the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Tom has this week's pick.
And it's raising suspicions that Kim Jong-un may have once again marked one of his own relatives for death.
In 2017, Kim Jong-nam, the one-time heir apparent to North Korean power, was assassinated. Washington Post journalist Anna Fifield says he had long feared his half-brother, the supreme leader.
In fact, South Korean intelligence reported that Kim Jong-nam had actually written a letter to his brother saying, you know, please stop trying to kill me. Like, I am not a threat to you. I do not want to be the leader.
The documentary Assassins uncovers the mystery behind the two young women who carried out the killing in a Malaysian airport. Security cameras captured them using their hands to spread the lethal nerve agent VX on Kim Jong-nam's face. The women thought they were performing for a TV prank show, says one of their lawyers.
And we had to persuade her to tell her, look, someone really died. This is not a prank show. And now you're being charged for murder.
Filmmaker Ryan White peels back the layers of this bizarre story. Journalist Fifield explains how the women were pawns in a deadly game.
In many ways, this is the perfect crime. The fact that Kim Jong-un was prepared to purge and execute his brother in this most spectacular fashion sent a message to the world that his brutality knows no limits, that nobody is safe.
The film skillfully illuminates the innocent lives caught up in a web of geopolitics. Assassins is now available for streaming on Apple TV and other platforms. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.